Do you want to become a better trail rider to ride faster, have more confidence, do more challenging trails, or just stay safe, but aren't sure what's the best way to go? Well, I want to show you the four ways to become a better trail rider and which one is best for you based on your needs. Number one is just getting more seat time. Like anything, the more you do it, and the more often you do it, the better you're gonna get. So if you have an abundance of time, but not much money, then just getting more seat time might be best for you. However, it might not be right for you if you want to build your confidence within the next few months, because you're gonna have to figure everything out on your own. You're gonna have to make your own mistakes. And if you're riding with the same group of friends and they seem to be advancing faster than you as far as skill and speed, even though you're riding the same amount of time, well, if that's frustrating to you, then just getting more seat time might not be best. Number two way to become a better trail rider is by free content. There's a huge amount of free content, whether it's videos on YouTube like this, or articles or magazines. This route is another good choice if you have a ton of time, but not much money, because you can research and figure out all of the proper techniques. However, you still have to discern which techniques or advice is not good, then actually go and practice it yourself and hope that you're forming good habits. However, you just have to be aware that just because someone is an expert or pro rider does not mean that they're going to be a really good coach. This is nothing against their riding skills, but it can be difficult to properly communicate how to do something and how to practice it and how to know that you're doing it right. Like if you watched a YouTube video on a riding tip and then when you go to the trails, it's hard to implement or hard to grasp what they're doing and how to actually do it yourself. This can give you hope because you know there are all the basic techniques that you need to learn, but when you actually try them, it might be harder than what they made it look. And the third way is just doing nothing at all. And this is really the easy and lazy person's route, but it might be for good reasons. One, you know you need to learn the basic techniques, but you don't know what they are. Or two, if you've learned what they are, but you can't actually put them to use when it comes to trail riding. Like if you're trying to practice flat corners and you're trying to use good technique, but your front wheel is still sliding out, well, that can be really frustrating because you're trying to do things right, but you're not feeling any more confident than you were before. But if you aren't doing anything or you're going back to doing nothing at all to become a better trail rider, how do you expect anything to change? Yeah, it's free and it doesn't take any time to just go out and ride and have fun, but what you're missing out on is more confidence to have a more enjoyable time trail riding with your family or your friends, or maybe you're alone. If you become a better rider, you'll be able to ride faster and safer, as well as do more challenging and fun trails. And number four way to become a better trail rider is by getting personalized coaching. Now, the downfall is obviously you're gonna have to spend some money, but as Jimmy Lewis from Dirt Bike Test says, the best mod is a new rider. Why is that? Well, because you can get a new exhaust or your suspension revalved for $1,000, but it's not gonna do as much improvement to your speed, safety, and confidence as upgrading you, your skills on the bike. And why is getting personalized coaching the best way if you have money and not much time? Well, when you have a coach that's showing you not only what to do, all the proper techniques, but they're critiquing you and showing you the mistakes that you're making that you might not know that you're making because you form bad habits, especially if you're coming from riding on the street or riding snowmobiles or four-wheelers or even mountain bikes. It's easy to form bad habits because dirt bike riding off-road techniques are quite a bit different than any other type of riding or driving a vehicle. And if you have a local dirt bike riding school near you, I highly encourage you to invest a little bit of money in yourself so that you have more fun and reduce your risk. Going back to Jimmy Lewis, he's out in Pahrump, Nevada, and if you can afford his school, he's gonna show you some really good ways to build your skills and confidence. But if you don't have a riding school or class near you, I do offer some personalized coaching where I've helped people all over the world. And if you wanna learn more about that to help prevent crashing and getting hurt, or just building your confidence, I got a free workshop that shows you how it's possible, whether you're a complete beginner or if you've been riding for 10 plus years and aren't advancing your skills. You can go to motocrosshideout.com/workshop or click the link in the description below. I'm Kelly Fager from Motocross Hideout. Learn more, ride more.